Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up, and we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmash with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about a fall fun event that the Beef Council is involved in.
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council is the official sponsor of the P-Bar Farms Corn Maze in Hydro, Oklahoma this fall. The Corn Maze features the Beef Checkoff slogan, "Beef, it's what's for dinner," in vivid fashion, especially from the sky. We believe the event will be a great educational opportunity for families, an excellent way for them to learn about beef in a very lively environment. The Corn Maze opened on September 18th and runs through October 31st. Throughout the maze, visitors will come across multiple decision-making points with questions on beef's nutrition and sustainability. If the visitors answer the questions correctly, it will give them the correct way to turn, completing the puzzle faster while becoming more educated on beef. So beef will also be featured in educational information provided to visiting schools. To learn more about this wonderful family fun opportunity, visit P-Bar Farms on Facebook.
Thanks, Heather. And to learn about how the Beef Checkoff is working hard for you, go to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, both live and feeder cattle closed lower, with deferred contracts posting triple-digit losses due to a more bearish supply outlook. Cash cattle trade developed at steady prices. We saw $124 trade again yesterday, and again that steady with last week, but did not provide support and likely was responsible for lower prices, as traders saw this as a disappointment. Higher cash trade could develop still this week, but the initial trade generally sets the stage for the remainder of the week. The Fed Cattle Exchange will hold a special auction today in addition to the weekly auction held yesterday. Box beef was lower once again. Hogs held well enough, though they closed lower. Futures moved lower into the gap, but were not able to close the gap or remain at the lows. This leaves a technically bearish aspect to the market, as it leaves traders less aggressive to establish long positions. Weakness again developed in cash, with the National Direct afternoon report showing a loss of about 93 cents. On the grains, wheat futures are firm today, with both Chicago and Kansas City December hovering at or just below the 50-day moving average. Minneapolis December is once again challenging the recent contract high. Paris milling wheat futures are nearly 3 euros per ton higher to start, following the 2.5% correction on Wednesday, as the market had become overbought. Russia has been active in export circles despite the high export taxes nearing $60 a metric ton this week, and the outlook for export quotas to begin in February. Corn futures early today have stopped the bleeding after falling for two consecutive days following the bearish data from the October WASDE report. Export demand appears to be picking up a bit, with recent sales to Mexico and to an unknown destination, with the latest a 6.5 million bushel sale. After plunging more than 45 cents per bushel in 2 days following the WASDE report, November soybeans are higher. They're back up by about 15 cents. We're going to check the futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. October live cattle down 25, 124.77. December down 25, 129. October down 92 at 157.65. November down 82 cents, 160.97. The December hogs down 2 cents, 78.15. February down 40, 80.85. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, December down 18 cents, 7.21¾. March is down 17¾ at 7:30. Chicago wheat, December down 15¼, 7.18¾. March is down 15½, 7.31¾. December corn down 10¼, 5.12¼. March down 10 cents at 5.22. November soybeans down 3 cents, 11.95¼. January's down 4 cents at 12.06. And December cotton's down 2.52. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.